Coming to you from 50 Oliver, this is Easton News, and my name is Joseph Taft.
And my name is Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. The annual town election is scheduled for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Polls will be open from 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. All voting precincts will vote at Oliver Ames High School, located at 100 Lothrop Street.
The OA Musical Group will be hosting the performance of Shrek the Musical this weekend. They will have performances on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Oliver Ames High School Auditorium. To purchase tickets, you can go to oatickets.com.
The town of Easton is having the annual Easter egg hunt on March 23rd. It will be at Moscato Stadium at OA due to conditions at Keach Park. It will start at 11:30 a.m. The rain location will move the event into the Richardson Olmsted Gymnasium. Tickets are $5 and find more info at the rec desk on the town website.
Also on March 23rd, the Easton Baptist Church will be having their own egg hunt. The church is located at 197 Bay Road in Northeastern. The event will start at 10:30 a.m.
The Hockomock Film Festival is back. If you are a high school student in the Hockomock League, the categories are shorts, drama, comedy, or others, documentaries, and PSA. There are cash prizes for the winner. The deadline to enter is May 13th. To enter, you can go to hockomockfilmfestival.com.
Spring is upon us, so now the outdoors are calling. Beginner and advanced beginner instructional sessions of pickleball are coming. Beginner lessons are intended for those who are new to the game. Advanced beginner is intended for those who have played or taken beginner lessons already. Residents and non-residents are welcome. It will happen at the Unionville Courts at 184 Washington Street in Easton on Wednesday nights and Saturday mornings. The program will start in April, and the cost of the program is $85. You must sign up through the rec desk on the Easton Town website because classes will fill up fast.
The officers and members of the American Legion Post No. 7 of Easton, Massachusetts extend their best wishes to the graduation class of 2024. They want to offer those graduates an opportunity to participate in their scholarship program. This program is intended to recognize continuing academic excellence, civic involvement, and a level of conduct which reflects the ideals of the American Legion for past and present relatives of American Legion Post No. 7. Seniors must send their application to the Legion by the end of April to award prior to June graduation. You can find the application at the link below.
Don't have time to stay up and watch your favorite shows?
Like this one, obviously.
Well, don't forget, ECAT has a YouTube channel. There, you can find all old episodes, but turn on notifications to be alerted when ECAT premieres news features and shows, because you don't want to miss out.
Our handle is at EastonCatTV with TV and capital letters, of course.
The Oliver Ames High School robotics team, the Iron Tigers, ended the day in 9th place out of 36 at the first robotics competition. The team was eliminated in the first round of the semifinals. At the competition, the team won the Image Award and the Safety Award. So congratulations, Iron Tigers.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit for you. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. You can email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Mark your calendars for Earth Day. The NRT in Easton is holding a BioBlitz on the evening of April 22nd, that's a Monday, to celebrate and acknowledge the incredible abundance of life around us. In a BioBlitz, participants try to find and identify as many different plant, animal, and fungi species as possible, documenting as much life as they can. They'll be using the iNaturalist app to help identify and record whatever they find. This adults-only program is a great opportunity to experience the natural world in a new way, learn and share knowledge with others, and meet people who love the outdoors as much as you do. If you're interested, be sure to check out the NRT project page on iNaturalist.
The Friends operate the book sale room at Queset House, which is open from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. They are accepting donations of gently used books in very good condition during their Saturday hours. Please visit the Ames Free Library website for their donation guidelines.
Want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race produced by ECAT. This summer, 6 pairs, 12 contestants, will get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Think you've got what it takes to complete the expedition? Email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200. Casting has begun. Dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th.
The Easton Shoveltown Cultural District, in partnership with ECAT, is excited to announce the return of its arts and media show and reception on April 6th from 4 p.m. through 7 p.m. at 50 Oliver Street in Northeastern. There will be multiple vendors throughout the building, and the ECAT studio will be open for people to view the studio and witness a live show throughout most of the night.
It is with our deepest displeasure to announce the passing of an award-winning floral arranger and designer, longtime volunteer of ECAT, Gloria Freitas Steidinger. Gloria was part of the ECAT community for many years, producing Creating with Gloria, a gardening show that taught the local community best practices for planting and floral arrangements. Gloria Freitas Steidinger passed away at the age of 92. Gloria had a presence that lit up a room, and she will be dearly missed. Her wake is on April 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kane's Funeral Home in Easton, and the funeral is on April 13th, 10 a.m. at the Fellowship Church. Our deepest condolences to her friends and family.
Could your dog be a therapy dog? Join Mara Porter of Clear Skies Dog Training and Evaluation LLC and certifier through Dog Bones Therapy Dog of Massachusetts to learn about what a therapy dog does, what the visits are like, and what skills and behavior your dog needs to pass a therapy dog certification test. Information session is followed by a question and answer. It's free to the public. Seating is limited. You can RSVP with the link below. It will be held at the APCSM at 1300 West Elm Street Extension in Brockton, Mass. On April 22nd at 6 p.m.
Now it's time for your APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets that are looking for their forever home, so let's take a look.
The APCSM has plenty of friendly, lovable guinea pigs waiting to find their forever home. Each guinea pig is unique, but if one thing's for sure, they sure do love their veggies. If you're thinking about adopting a guinea pig, fill out a small pet animal adoption application on apcsm.org. Meet Buddy. Buddy is a fun-loving adult pit bull terrier who is looking for his forever home. Buddy is looking for a home where he can be a dog's dog. He would make a wonderful companion for someone who is looking to throw the ball around in the backyard or hang out on the couch. Buddy likes to talk and can get pretty excitable. He loves his walks, stuffed toys, and just curling up in a comfy spot for quiet time. Dogs like Buddy tend to spend a very long time waiting in a shelter for a home. If Buddy sounds like a good fit for you or someone you know, please share his story or fill out a dog adoption application on our website, apcsm.org. The Agatha Christie classic, Murder on the Orient Express, adapted for stage by Ken Ludwig, will be performed by the Stonehill Theatre Company. An American tycoon lies dead in his compartment, stabbed 8 times, his door locked from the inside, and passengers rely on Detective Hercule Poirot to identify the murderer in case he or she decides to strike again. March 22nd and 23rd at 7:30 p.m. and March 24th at 2 p.m. in the Hemingway Theatre at Stonehill College. You can go to the link below for tickets.
In case you haven't heard, Borderland has new closing hours for spring. They'll open daily at 8 a.m. on March 10th, and they will close at 6 p.m. Then starting on April 7th, they extend it to close at 7 p.m. And then finally on May 12th, they'll extend it again to close at 8 p.m. Just as a reminder, vehicles in the parking lot after closing time may be locked in and subject to a parking fine. When we come back, your 7-day forecast still to come.
You're watching Easton News. We'll be right back.
want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race produced by ECAT. This summer, 6 pairs, 12 contestants, will get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Think you got what it takes to complete the expedition? Email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200. Casting has begun. Dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th. Welcome back, folks. It is time for your upcoming 7-day weather forecast, so let's kick it over to Chief Meteorologist Adam Carrero.
This is your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast. Spring is officially here and we have another mixed weekend. On Saturday, we have light showers in the morning, then heavy rain most of the day and the evening. Have to watch out if you have any travel plans. On Sunday, it clears up. We have cloudy skies with temps well below normal. The work week temps climb into average temperatures, but we have clouds all week and possible rain showers towards the end of the week. I'm Adam Carrero, and this has been your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast.
At this past week's Select Board meeting, the Select Board announced the appointment of Tracy Levine as the new Deputy Director of Health and Community Services / Financial and Veteran Services. Tracy was promoted to the Deputy Director role after having served in the town's Benefits and Grants Navigator since May 2022. She brings over 20 years of experience in the field of human services and resource coordination, and she has a master's degree in human services management from UMass Boston. Tracy is extremely skilled in researching and connecting people to vital public resources from the local, state, and federal level. Congratulations on the new position.
Like watching this show or any other ECAT programming? Well, that doesn't happen without help and support from viewers like you. ECAT is a nonprofit organization and it relies on some help from the viewers. If you would like, you can submit a small donation on our website, eastoncat.org, and continue the running of ECAT programming. Just go to the main page, scroll down until you see the donation options or the QR code. And as a bonus, when you donate $15 to ECAT, you will get a cat. Not a real one, the APCSM has those, but a nice plush one can be yours with a small donation.
Are you ready, ECAT fans? Easton's Got Talent is coming back for another season. That's right. Get ready to showcase what talent you have and go head-to-head with other participants, not just from Easton, but the region, to see who is the best talent to be crowned. Email eastonsgottalent2024@gmail.com to register. There is a small registration fee. All towns are welcome. All ages are welcome. Auditions are Monday, June 24th. Cash prize will be awarded to the top 3 acts.
Help send off the 2024 OA seniors this year. On May 19th at 11:30, the seniors will have a parade that will go across the north end of town. They will start from beyond the OA High School gym and work their way down Center Street to Main Street and then work their way to the NRT Sheep Pasture across from Easton Fitness. Then they will have their own senior celebration at the NRT Sheep Pasture.
Get your running shoes ready. The Children's Museum of Easton's 28th Father's Day Road Race registration is now open. The event will be on June 16th. You can sign up on the CME's website and Facebook page through RaceWire. Cash prizes are awarded to the top 3 overall male and female runners. First place gets $150, second place gets $100, and third place $50. A commemorative prize will be given to the top 3 male and female runners in each age category. Free race t-shirts are available for all runners who register on or before May 24th, 2024, but t-shirts are not available for walkers.
When we come back, Easton's getting ready to celebrate their 300th birthday.
You're watching Easton News.
Hey, are you a fan of history? If so, come for adventure with me, your host Drew Daugherty, as we explore some of the most impactful events of all time. We talk about U.S. history. These events led up to the creation of the first Continental Congress. World history. The Allied forces consist of France, the United Kingdom, Russia, Japan, and Italy. and influential figures.
The legacy of Martin Luther King is one of selflessness, and he never stopped believing in the equal and free America.
You'll get my takes and opinions, so come along for adventure on Drew's Venture History TV. Check us out between your recently scheduled programming as well as on YouTube. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Sick of all the new shows and movies dominating pop culture? Well, have no fear, because old-time movie and old-time TV are here, where we like to add our own flair.
There's a truck out front, and if we could just get the keys...
Man, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Those are flesh-eating zombies. They upended our car, okay? We're lucky to be alive, especially Joe. I had to pull him out of the trunk, for crying out loud.
It's been a long day.
Also, make sure to check out the RadioCast, our accompanying podcast where we talk about what we've watched.
There was a lot of moments of just Mac on the raft going down the river, just internal monologuing over and over and over.
We show the classics and nothing but the classics. Well, except for the weird ones. Check us out on all our channels as well as our YouTube.
Attention Easton veterans and surviving spouses, could you use some additional help this year paying for heating, fuel, transportation, food costs, or other needs? Please visit the website below or you can call 508-230-0690 for more information.
The Tricentennial Committee is still looking for volunteers to help out in several areas, so if you'd like to help Easton celebrate its 300th birthday, you can email easton300.2025@gmail.com. Also, you can visit their website at easton300.org.
Grab your bat and glove. The Easton Youth Baseball League signups are open for registration. The Easton Youth Baseball League is a Cal Ripken baseball / Babe Ruth League charter league for players ages 6 through high school in Easton, Massachusetts. They strive to provide players with a safe, supportive, and competitive environment to pursue their baseball aspirations. Their home is Militia Park in Easton. You can go to eastonyouthbaseball.org to find more information and to register.
Spinathon has quickly become one of the most anticipated annual fundraising events at Old Colony YMCA. Every year, hundreds of Y members, volunteers, and supporters gather to cycle on stationary bikes to raise money, which will support children and families in need throughout the local communities. Join them for Spinathon on Saturday, March 23rd at Shoveltown Brewery, or for Zumbathon and Aqua Zumbathon at the Easton Y. To register or to view class offerings, you can visit the link below to reserve your spot. Registering will automatically create your personal fundraising page. There, every dollar you raise will support the Y and your local community. Thank you for watching. This has been Joseph Taft, and where do sharks go for spring break?
And I'm Jack Ryan. Where?
Finland.
This has been Easton News.